Suppose God took all the constellations of stars, added a little more sparkle, shuffled them around a bit, and decided to provide a little show. We would walk out in the night, look up into the night sky, and there it would be, written boldly in the eastern sky, "Hey, it's me. I really exist." Maybe even the moon would dot the I in "I really exist," or a meteor for a comma, or a comet for an exclamation point, if God thought that were needed. How would people respond? How would you respond? Some would sink to their knees on the spot. Some would shout and dance, running to get their cameras. Some would be scared out of their wits and try to find some place to hide. Some would be struck with awe and terror. Others would yawn and go about their business, thinking that the whole thing was another promotional stunt of some sort. The artistic among us would go crazy. There would be tears of regret. "If I'd only known, I would have lived differently." There would have been a jolt of hope, of smug confidence, maybe, knowing we had been right all along, even more right than we'd ever dreamed. We couldn't get all the people in the churches. We'd have to run church on the hour every day for weeks. We would kick ourselves for not getting the new sanctuary built. Jovan leaned over to me when we had 131 here last Sunday, and he says, "We might have to get more room." I said, I think we're all right, Jovan. I think we'll be doing fine. Wars would cease, crime would stop, people would reconcile, a peaceful quiet could in fact fall over the world. Every night, there it would be, visibly shouting at us from the heavens, something maybe in a different script every night. Or maybe he might show off and put it in a different language each and every evening, or especially different colors as he would make it show up in his heavenly scene. There'd be a million sermons entitled, "Hey, it's me!" Maybe some choruses and anthems. It'd be all we ever wanted if we could just see that handwriting in the stars. But like everything else, this revelation would soon become common. Even though it would continue for centuries to come, no matter how God presented it, the display just wouldn't make any difference in many people's lives. Somehow we would need more. It's simply not enough that God is up there in the night. We need God right here in the day. Not that God is out there in the cold brightness of the stars. God is right here in the thick of our day and mixing it up with us in the muck, misery, madness, and marvel of our lives. That is the miracle we are looking for and the miracle we get. Not just starlight, star bright in the middle of the night, but God walking with us in the helter-skelter of the day. A manifestation or epiphany of God in the night skies will not impress us very much or for very long. Not so evidently with biblical people. The night skies reflected the activity of the cosmos. The heavens declared the glory of God, and the firmament showed God's handiwork. God led the people with a cloud by day and a pillar, right? A pillar of fire by night. The heavens were full of the activity of God. From the beginning, God hung the great lights in the heavens. To find out what God was doing, you had to look beyond the earth and up into the sky. Isaiah and Ezekiel warned the people that God's judgment would come on the earth when God made the stars dark. The stars would fall, the hosts of heaven would rot away, and the sky would roll up like a scroll, as they told in their prophetic voice. Since God creates light and darkness, God is Lord also of the darkness as well as the light. God is able to turn even darkness into light. God makes the world bright in order for us to see, not only to orient us to objects, but to help us understand ourselves in the world. That's the reason we do not grope in darkness and are able to see our way. Scripture proclaims that light shines in the darkness. But recognizing that light shines in the darkness is not enough. We must turn toward it and walk in it and not be mere admirers of it. The sky is the one visual constant in our lives, a complex backdrop of every venture, thought, and emotion. Although we tend to think of it as invisible, our ancestors looked at it with fear and wonder. A roof of changing moods and colors, somehow the resting place of all their loved ones, where choirs of angels sang. Throughout time, people have looked up to figure out where they were and often who they were. Wanderers waited till the night to find their way home, hoping the lights in the heavens would help them find their way. 2 Peter gives us the admonition to pay attention. He says it this way: "Be attentive to this, as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts." This is the star that precedes the dawn. The bringer of morning, this star coming out of Jacob, fills us with marvelous light, the radiance of the divine glory shining in our hearts. So, Peter, and all of us, we need to look east. A star is rising, pushing away darkness, introducing the dawning of a new age. This event is God's doing. The light has not yet arrived. Its time has not yet come, but it's on the way, and we await with fear and joy. When the light finally breaks in the east, signaling the new day and the new age, the world will be seen in a new way. What is will disappear in what was. What we all have hoped for will appear into what can be. The old will see and be born again. The little will speak with the wisdom of the old. The first will be last, the last will be first. The high will be low and the low high. Up will be down, down will be up. Morning comes, the day is at hand. And so as we have opportunity this morning, it is in fact in that setting that we find ourselves looking to the star once again. He may not have rearranged all of the constellations so that we could see each and every night in a visual way. But He has rearranged our heart so that we can recognize His light, His presence as we go forward. May it be so as we continue our journey toward Jesus in this Advent season. Let's go to the Lord in prayer at this time. Almighty God, we are so thankful that You have written not only in the stars, but You have written on our hearts that You are the light of the world. And there are times when we find ourselves in a place of darkness, of uncertainty, of not knowing, in fact, what the next steps might be or what it will hold. And we are thankful that You are in the midst of all of those times in our life. Daystar, we pray that You will come and illuminate Your light to a dark and separated world. We pray for Your peace. Your peace in our individual hearts, Your peace in the church, your peace in our nation and in the nations across your land. May your peace still come. In your most gracious and holy name we pray. Amen.